Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/macedonian.
Слушате SBS на Македонски, со вас денеска е Радица Бојковска-Димитровска. Во следниот прилог, време за честитки до матурантите по македонски јазик во Нов Јужен Велс, генерација 2025-та. Изворедна група млади луѓе кои не само што стекнуваат дипломи, туку и ја одржуваат клучната компонента на македонското наследство жива, бидејќи како што беше порачено на свечената вечер на која беа доделени дипломите, учењето на македонскиот јазик не е само учење на зборови, тоа е разбирање кои сме и од каде доаѓаме. Овие дипломци ги носат во иднина традициите, приказните и вредностите кои што ги поврзуваат генерациите. Од учелниците во Сидне до заедничките собери низ Нов Јужен Велс, овие млади лидери покажуваат дека познавањето на нивните македонски корени ги збогатува нивните животи, ја зајакнува македонската заедница и го осигурува обстојувањето на македонската култура за генерациите што доаѓаат. Да слушнеме само дел од подолгата свечена вечер што минатиот викенд се одржа во Сидне во организација на Македонскиот просветно-училишен одбор за Нов Јужен Велс.
Сега би сакале да ја поканиме господинка Дијана Јовчевска, председател на Македонското просветно-училишен одбор за Нов Јужен Велс, да ве посели едно добро дојде.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Diana Yovchevska, and I have the great honour of serving as President of the Macedonian School Council of New South Wales, together with the Vice President, Ms. Mary Petkovska, Treasurer Silvana Trajevska, Secretary Natasha Koteska, and Elizabeth Hajewska, committee and teachers. Before we begin, I would like to respectfully acknowledge the Bidigal and Darug people of the Darug Nation, the traditional custodians of this land on which we meet tonight. I pay my respects to elders past and present, hold the knowledge, language and spiritual connection to this country. Distinguished guests, Ms. Lucia Johns, President of the New South Wales Federation of Community Languages, Ms. Nara Gemayo, Relieving Principal of the Secondary College of Languages, Ms. Angela Lewis, Supervisor at Cogra High School, Ms. Dorothy Safis, Assistant Supervisor, and Mr. Darko Lepkowski, Curriculum Coordinator at Cogra High School, Mr. Jim Safi, Supervisor, and Ms. Juliana Pujewska, Curriculum Coordinator at the Bankstown Girls High School, Councillor Oliver Dimovski, Ms. Jacqueline Mihailova, and Mr. Tolia Kakovski, our Honorary Presidents of the Macedonian School Council, our dedicated Macedonian School Council of New South Wales Committee, teachers, students, and graduates. Welcome to this truly special occasion. Tonight, we gather to celebrate the remarkable achievements of our graduating students and to recognise the continuing importance of learning the Macedonian language in Australia. Research consistently shows that bilingual individuals demonstrate stronger concentration, cognitive flexibility, and multitasking skills. Beyond academics, language learning opens doors to global education, international careers, and travel, while building bridges of understanding across cultures. In today's interconnected world, multilingualism is not just an advantage, it is essential for both personal and professional success. The power of language. So why are we here? Why learn another language? As Nelson Mandela so beautifully said, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. But if you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart. Language is not just words. It is connection, it is identity, it is understanding. When we learn another language, we open doors to new cultures, new ways of thinking, and lifelong friendships. Dr. Ruth Fielding from the Monash University reminds us that learning a language helps us see the world through another person's eyes. It builds empathy, strengthens communication, and prepares us for a global future where understanding one another truly matters. Similarly, Dr. Jim Clavick's research on the Macedonian community in Australia highlights how language connects generations. Many families continue to speak Macedonian at home, preserving their culture and identity while flourishing in English-speaking Australia. Our shared mission. Building on this knowledge and passion, the Macedonian School Council of New South Wales continues to lead the way in promoting high-quality Macedonian language education. Our programs aligned with NESA's new language syllabus reflect professionalism, dedication, and cultural pride. Our teachers actively engage in professional learning, collaborate across Australia and internationally, and regularly participate in workshops organised by the Secondary College of Languages and the Federation of Community Languages. Together, we ensure that the Macedonian language not only survives, but thrives for future generations. Македонскиот просветен училишен одбор е непрофитна организација која повеќе од 47 години кој негува македонскиот јазик во Австралија, наскоро 50. Изучувањето на мајчиниот јазик започна во домовите на нашите изселенци, кои првите македонци овде го уче и учеа своите деца да читат и пишуваат на мајчин јазик. Во 70-тите години се отворија првите официјални училишта во 1986 година во Ньютаун со 450 ученици, а потоа и училиштето 11 октомври во Јагуна, со над 100 ученици во првата година. Денес, нашата организација обстојува благодарение на вас. Нашите родители, волонтери и подржувачи, кои веруваат дека изучувањето на македонскиот јазик ги прави децата паметни, снаодливи и горди на своето потекло. Статистиката го потврдува тоа. Учењето на мајчиниот јазик носи долгорочни користи и за децата, и за заедницата. Во моментот се разгледува иницијатива за дополнително антропоеми за ученици кои го изучуваат мајчиниот јазик до матурата. Уште еден потек за континуирано учење и признание. Правите до учениците и одгледните. Драги ученици, со изучувањето на мајчин јазик учите како да се сакате и почитувате себе си, а потоа и својата култура и традиција. Може би сега не го разбирате тоа целосно, но еден ден ќе им бидете благодарни на вашите родители, наставници, што ги овозможија ова привилегија. Вашиот успех не е само личен, туку е успех на целата македонска заедница. На родителите им изразувам голема благодарност за нивната упорност и посветеност во охрабрувањето на децата да го изучуваат јазикот, да го чуваат културата и да го лекуваат своите корени. Драги матуранти, ви посакувам успешни оцени на матурските испити и многу светла идина, а најмногу од се ви посакувам еден ден во идината да дојдете на матурската вечер на вашите деца и со гордост да кажете дека тие го изучувале македонскиот јазик во Австралија.
И благодариме Господи и Обчество за вашите убави зборови и желби.
Now we would like to welcome and invite to come to the stage Ms. Lucia Johns, President of the New South Wales Federation of Community Language Schools.
Ladies and gentlemen, and distinguished guests. I also would like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land which we meet here tonight, the people we pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. On behalf of the New South Wales Federation of Community Language Schools, thank you very much for the invitation. It's really a truly privilege to be here today with you to celebrate not only the achievement of these remarkable students, but also the vibrant spirit of the Macedonian community. Graduation is always a milestone, but at a community language school, it carries a special meaning. It's just about, not just about finishing a course, it's about honoring heritage, building bridge between generations, and keeping the Macedonian culture alive. To the graduates here, you have done something extremely extraordinary. You have committed yourselves to learning a language that carries the heart of your family, your history, and your identity. Language is much more than grammar and vocabulary. It's a way to pass down traditions and how to remember who we are. To parents and volunteers, thank you. Your support and dedication in preserving the Macedonian language. To your teachers, your dedicated teachers, they're always doing the extra mile. Thank you. Your work goes far beyond the classroom. Your dedication makes the school more than a place of learning. It's a place of belonging. You have created a space where culture is celebrated, where young people feel proud of their roots. You are the one that inspired your students with love of the cultural traditions. And to the graduates again, carry this language with you. Speak it, share it, teach it. Let it be part of your journey, wherever life takes you. Because every time you use it, you honor those who came before you and those inspired who come after. You have just changed it. You have inspired person here also as well. Your musician was an ex-student of this school. So isn't it lovely that he's back here supporting, continue all the traditions of your culture. So I think it's amazing. You have a lot of very good role models for this community. So continue. You never know when you're going to end up in life. Okay, I'm here. I'm an example. So I don't know where your life is going to take you. The New South Wales Federation is always continuing to support and assist your school wherever you need. Okay? Congratulations. Really, this is an amazing night for all of you. I know that's very... some of the parents, it's difficult. It's a moment that's very, that you remember when they start school and now they're finishing. I know, as a mother, I don't understand. But it's very special, celebrate. It's really lovely that you commit to the language, you commit to your culture. Thank you very much. You have a lovely, lovely evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones. Our next special guest this evening is Mrs. Nala Gemanya, Relating Principal of the Secondary College of Languages. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mrs. Nala Gemanya.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, special guests, parents, teachers, and the distinguished Macedonian class of 2025. It is both a privilege and a great honour for me to be here tonight, representing the SCL, or Secondary College of Languages, as we celebrate the remarkable achievements of the Macedonian Year 12 class of 2025. Today we come together to celebrate our Year 12 Macedonian class. 16 of you are graduating, congratulations. A remarkable group who have reached an important milestone, not only in their schooling, but in their journey as lifelong learners of language and culture. Learning Macedonian at the Secondary College of Languages is more than mastering the language itself, and you would know that. It is about connecting with your family, with heritage, with community, and with identity. Each lesson, each Saturday morning, has been an act of pride and perseverance. You've shown what it means to hold to your roots and grow your wings. Your studies in Macedonian are part of something much larger, the preservation and continuation of a culture. A culture that you hold close to your heart. It reminds you of stories, music, traditions, and the wisdom. You've become ambassadors of language, proving that language is a bridge that connects you to other generations before you, and after you, of course. To the parents and carers, thank you for nurturing this love of language, for driving your kids every Saturday to school, encouraging them to continue the learning of the language, and believing in your children every step of the way. And to the students who are with us tonight, 16 of you, congratulations. You carry with you not only a certificate, but a legacy. Wherever life takes you next, your Macedonian language will always be your strength, a compass that connects you to your past and guides you into the future. Congratulations, Year 12, Macedonian Class of 2025. We are incredibly proud of each one of you. Take care, stay in touch, and never forget the power and beauty of your language. Thank you very much for having me tonight.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.